Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life, in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hello, hello, abundant soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. Today's guest is going to bring so much richness. And honestly, after just a couple minutes with her on a call before we start to recording it, I know she will bring also an immense clarity and peace in your heart. Just by being in her presence, I'm feeling so much more calmer. I feel like she is the groundedness that I needed for today. So I'm very thankful to have Hannah today with us on the call. And I just can't wait to dive deeper, because I know you are helping so many people, especially women, to create the balance in their life, in their health. And I feel like it is so important, because I feel like we are so overworked, overstimulated, over everything, that bringing in the peace and balance into our lives, it is so important. And I'm very curious, like, how did you create the balance in your life? Like, what does it even mean to you to have a balanced life and balanced health?
Oh, such a good question. Well, first and foremost, thank you so much for having me. It is wonderful and always such a pleasure to connect with other women who share the same mission as me, you know, helping people become the most abundant, beautiful, balanced versions of themselves. So, yeah, I mean, to me, balance is a holistic approach. It's about so much more than just our physical health or our emotional health or our spiritual health. It's very much about how all these different dimensions of who we are, including our relationships and our career, really work with one another. So it's creating harmony amongst these different facets of our life and our health in order for us to feel really centered and resilient, regardless of the many challenges that life gives us.
That is so beautiful. And like you said, like it's about bringing it all together. And it's so beautiful because you're talking about it from a perspective of healing, you know, the holistic. But what it sounds like to me, it's really holistic abundance in life. That's what I really love and love to teach, because it's not about focusing on one area and let's fix it and then, you know, we are good. It's about looking at our life from holistic perspective. And I feel like especially as us women, you know, or like, let's be honest, female entrepreneurs, we can get so overwhelmed with how do I run business? How am I staying present with my family? And it all really affects how we are feeling. And I know it also affects our hormonal health. And I experienced it myself a couple years ago. I didn't know what I know now, like 3 years ago. I used to be on birth control for almost 2 decades. You know, and it's like, I didn't know. And it's so fascinating. Like, you remove the veil and then you see like what it's really doing to your body. You're like, oh my gosh, how could anyone ever recommend this as being a good thing for your body, right? And I feel like a lot of us women, we are being impacted by a lot of things that are hormonally just throwing us off, whether it's birth control because we don't know enough and we are not being educated, whether it's the water we drink, whether it's the foods, whether it's the environment. So let's focus on women and their hormonal health. And I know you mentioned you could be talking hours, and I wish I would have that, because I promise I could be sitting here with you for hours and not have enough. But what do you feel are the most like important things that are impacting hormonal health for women nowadays, and especially like if women have a business? And what is that we can do? Like, I love having something like to do. So I feel like, okay, not only I feel better with this beautiful Hannah speaker, but I also can do something in my life to change that.
Yeah. Ooh, another juicy question. Yeah. So with our hormones, we really aren't taught the dynamics of our hormonal cycle in school. We're basically taught we have our period and we ovulate. At some point we go through menopause, but we really never learn the distinct phases of our hormonal cycle and how that impacts our energy, our appetite, our libido, our productivity. So one of the things that tends to happen is that because women don't understand this, they aren't living in alignment to this internal rhythm. And so it's kind of like you have daytime and nighttime. And imagine trying to stay up all night long and be productive and work. And you get to daytime and you're like, well, it's daylight, so I guess I should work still. So women push themselves more and more and more because they don't understand that there are these phases of the month where they need to rest and phases of the month when they really can push themselves and be more productive and hustle a little bit more. So I work with, you know, women primarily, but especially with entrepreneurs and mothers. And I'm yet to meet a single woman in my life who isn't busy in some way, shape, or form. And with that in mind, right? I don't think there's anyone. I don't think anyone has an abundance of free time. I think that we can cultivate it, but it's not something that comes naturally in our modern world. So with that in mind, like, we tend to burn the candle at both ends, and these hormonal imbalances start to show up because we're living out of alignment. So when we start to experience things like PMS, infertility, PCOS, I mean, uterine cancer, breast cancer, you name it, but also things like chronic fatigue and digestive issues, migraines, issues with sleep quality, no sex drive, that's when the little light bulb goes off and you're like, am I okay? Is there something going on with my hormones? Am I doing everything right? And if you're mindful, then you naturally gravitate towards things that will bring you into balance. But one of the issues that I found is that there weren't a lot of places for women to go and really learn how to live in alignment with their hormonal cycle and give themselves the proper nourishment and movement, but also the emotional intelligence that needs to come into play when it comes to our hormonal cycle.
So can you say a little bit more about that, the emotional intelligence when it comes to our hormonal cycle?
Yeah. So in Chinese medicine, I'm an acupuncturist. So in Chinese medicine, there are five distinct phases of your hormonal cycle. And not only do they correspond to each of the five elements, but they also correspond to specific emotions. So Chinese medicine doesn't distinguish between the body and what we feel emotionally. They're one and the same. And we have specific emotions that are stored in specific organs in the body. So at different phases of our hormonal cycle, these emotions come to the surface. You know, we may find that we're more depressed at certain phases, more anxious, more angry, more worried about things, more lost in our fear. So being aware of where you're at in your cycle and the corresponding emotion allows you to work through any emotional blockages that you may have and to also develop a really masterful relationship with that specific emotion, which we all feel. We've all felt the same emotions from the beginning of humankind. Yeah, it's really understanding that.
That's really powerful. And I love that. I love how you are blending these beautiful, and I know you also do Qigong, and it's so beautiful that you're bringing like all of these ancient wisdom into the modern world. And that you're really showing women what they can do to bring themselves back to the balance. So if someone is listening to us, like she's listening and she's like, oh my gosh, like I can resonate with so many things. And she feels that she is feeling like a little bit off, like, oh, I don't feel as energetic as I used to. I don't feel as clear-minded as I used to. What do you feel like? What are some of the things that women can look at right now without going into exclusive blood tests and looking for naturopath? Like, what are some of the things they can look at right now and do? Like, would it be looking at what's like part of the cycle she is, or would it be like, what are there some things that can help us no matter what? Like, she's listening right now. She was like, well, I don't want to look at my calendar and see where I'm in my cycle or try to figure it out. Maybe she's pregnant. You know what I mean? Or she's doesn't have a cycle right now. So what are some of the things that we can do no matter where we are in our cycle, where we are in our life, to feel a little bit more internally balanced?
Yeah. So what if the things that I see so often, because women do come to me because they have imbalances, you know, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual. And I find that it's really easy to get caught up in all the things that are going wrong with us. And that can help us, you know, get stuck in a pattern. And we get stuck in this pattern of not being able to see a life beyond our current presentation, our pain, our suffering, our discomfort, our dissatisfaction, our relationships and career. So I've found that one of the single most important practices for women is to start to really envision, what do I actually want? How do I really want to feel? Like, if I could imagine my body being healthy and vibrant and strong, and I wake up feeling energized and clear-headed, and emotionally I just feel steady all month long, things come up and I feel unfazed, and envisioning again like this beautiful life and what it would look like to be fulfilled in your career. And then getting really clear on what are the exact action steps that I can take to get me from where I am right now to where I ultimately want to go. And to focus on those three big dimensions of health, focusing on like, what can I do physically? You know, even something small, like, can I drink lemon water first thing in the morning? Can I incorporate more fruits and vegetables? Can I just add a little bit more nourishing foods to my diet? Can I move my body every day? Maybe I can Google a Qigong practice that takes 5 minutes and I add it to my morning routine. Can I go to bed a little bit earlier? And then emotionally, like, can I pause and take a couple deep breaths when I feel triggered? Thinking about your career, like, what do I actually like? What actually makes me happy? What do I like about my current job that I could maybe leverage into a future position? So just having, again, knowing where you are right now, knowing where you want to go, and then being very specific on what you need to do in order to get to where you ultimately want to go and how you want to feel.
That is really beautiful. And I feel like that's where we all get to really start. It's the clarity. It's really knowing, like, okay, let's be honest, where I am now and where do I ultimately want to go? And then what are the small steps and changes that I can do? So for women who are like, okay, now I want to look at the Qigong. Now I want to see, like, how can I nourish and nurture my body? Like, what are some of your favorite places? Do you have some on your website? Do you have a YouTube? Like, where can we start if people are like, you know, like, so many people are now instant gratification. Like, I want to do it now. Like, okay, I got a 5 minutes. What can I do now? I'm going to make my lemon water and what else? So what would you say, like, as far as Qigong or nourishing your body, what are some, besides the lemon water, you know, which is beautiful, and we rise with it with my husband every single rising. It's just non-negotiable for us. What are some of other things that you feel are deeply nourishing and nurturing for women that brings balance, that is so simple that we don't even, that, you know, like, sometimes we overthink and we are like, oh, it has to be some exotic and tropical fruit or like some special massages. But what are some things that you see, like, this is so simple that people like disregard it, but anyone can do it? What are some practices or some foods or drinks?
Yeah. I emphasize simplicity, and I very firmly believe that things have to be doable. Otherwise, we lose motivation and fall off track. Mm-hmm. In order to achieve lasting results, you have to be consistent. No matter what, there has to be some degree of consistency. You can fall off a little bit, but you have to realign and get back on. So with that in mind, like, developing a really strong meditation practice is one of those non-negotiables. I have a free 7-day meditation challenge for people who are intimidated and a little bit nervous, because I know that the number of times I've heard, I'm just not a good meditator. I'm like, oh my goodness. No one is born a great master meditator. Mm-hmm. Like it's something develop and build. So even starting with 5 minutes every single morning, ending your day with like a brief reflection, journaling a little bit. One of the things that's really important as well is eating consistently. As women, we operate differently. Because of our hormonal well-being, we have to eat with more consistency. Eating fruit first is essential because it digests really easily and clears our body and cleanses it. And then gradually moving on to foods that are progressively more challenging to digest. So little simple life hack, like start light and work your way up to the more dense foods. Eating on a regular schedule. So for breakfast between 7 and 9 in the morning, lunch between 11 and 1, and dinner between 5 and 7. That aligns with the 24-hour Chinese medicine clock, which is all about balancing your health. It's one of the things we really dive into in my programs. And it is a bigger step, but starting to orient yourself with where am I at in my hormonal cycle and how do I honor that need and optimize that particular phase every single day. One of the most beautiful byproducts of doing that is you naturally cultivate a deeper sense of presence because you know that if I just focus on what I need in this moment, it will naturally lend itself to what's going on in the next phase, like a building block situation.
I love that. And I feel like this is something, if you're listening right now and you want to take away one thing that will truly change your life, I feel like being present, think about it. And I keep reminding myself of that. Wherever you are, be there. Like when I'm with my daughter and I'm thinking about what am I going to do for dinner and I'm not present, you know, to her, I call myself out of it. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, we are doing our best to not be on our phones because we're both entrepreneurs at home with my husband's like, oh, we got to order this. We got to text this. We got to reply clients. You know, we are doing our best to be with her, to not look at our phones. And when we are eating, the same. When we're meditating, the same. And honestly, sometimes 5 minutes, it's all I have. I just grab my daughter, put it with my husband. I was like, please, can you be with her? I need headphones and I need 15 minutes. I need 10 minutes. I need to lay down. And it truly shifts how am I feeling because I am present, because I can tune out with my headset everything that is going on outside. If not, I hear my daughter and I'm just, you know, frazzled, new mama here. But if we can be truly present, if we can really slow down, that is going to make such a huge difference. How are you feeling about, I used to do it before I was pregnant and I was just so busy that 7 months went by and I don't even know how. I feel like it's 7 hours, not 7 months. I don't know what happened with the time. It collapsed. I wish that sometimes it would collapse like this in my business. And, you know, like we go so much faster when we want to. But I used to do seed cycling for my hormonal balances. How are you feeling about seed cycling for women?
Yeah, I think that seed cycling is a great initiation into understanding the different phases of your hormonal cycle. It's one, you know, one specific way that you can really, again, enhance a specific phase of your cycle. And it's a good starting point. So I really believe in what I call habit stacking. So you can start with seeds and then start adding in the fruits that are in alignment with your hormonal cycle, the vegetables, the grains, the beans, the meats, the activities. So the beautiful thing about it is that it's a great entry point, and then you can build momentum and build confidence so that it starts to feel effortless and just like a part of your lifestyle at a certain point.
That's beautiful. So do you have a guide for that? Because I'm like, I see my past self, like I'm asking Uncle Google everything, you know, like what to eat for my ovulation, what to eat for my luteal stage. So for all those stages. So do you have any guide for women where like, I want to go deeper on this?
Yeah. Yeah. So in the Balanced Woman, my 3-month online program, I'm a huge fan of reference charts because I need that quick guide. So I have it for every single phase of your cycle, the right foods to eat, the right exercises, mantras to focus on, meditations, Qigong practices, really like journal prompts, like everything. Because as women are, minds, our metabolism, our body, our productivity, they all really shift. And the things that we eat and how we move and how we work need to all shift with it. Yeah. I'm very, very big on education and giving women the knowledge, the skills, the tools, and also the support and guidance to learn things for themselves so that they don't have to rely on anyone else. Like, we're ultimately resourceful and we love to learn. Women love to learn and they love to learn things for themselves. I'm sure you can absolutely relate to that as an entrepreneur, but also as a mother. Like, you want it for yourself. So yeah, that's one of the big, big things that I emphasize and a primary tenet of how I practice and how I teach.
That's beautiful. So for women who are resonating so deeply with you today and they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more with you, what are your favorite places, Hannah, to connect and where online?
Yeah. So my Instagram handle is The Balanced Healer. I love it when people reach out. It's one of my favorite things, getting a DM with questions. So any questions that you have, by all means, just shoot me a DM. That's one of the best ways to get a hold of me. You can also reach me at info@thebalancedwomansystem.com. But honestly, like, my Instagram is such a great gateway to everything that I offer and how you can learn more.
That's beautiful, Hannah. Thank you so much. I really feel this, honestly, the balance energy. And that's one of the million things that I really like about you, that you are really embodiment of what you're teaching. You're truly walking your talk. And it is so inspiring, you know, from one woman to another to see like how you're really owning your gift, how you're walking in your purpose and how you're empowering other women to live a better life, more fulfilled, more richer, more successful. And it all starts within and with our health and with really feeling the balance. So thank you so much for all the work you're doing. And I'm so excited to keep witnessing your journey.
You're making me blush. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. And leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us, what do you want to hear more of? It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.